This is a development we didn't really see coming. A huge stoush, of course, about the heritage buildings which are going to be demolished to make way for the new Parramatta powerhouse. Did we think that maybe someone would say, well, I know what we'll do. We'll just, instead of moving the new Powerhouse Museum, we'll move the heritage buildings.
Yeah, this is an announcement that's just been made by the Minister for the Arts, Don Harwin, that the Willowgrove House, which resides on that site where the Powerhouse Museum is to be built, will be moved to a new site in North Parramatta. Jeff Lee is the member for Parramatta. He's also the acting sports minister and joins us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Robbie. Good morning, Wendy.
Take us through this decision.
Look, we've just announced the government's going to move Willowgrove to North Parramatta. This will allow us the opportunity to showcase Willowgrove, put it in a setting where people are actually able to come and enjoy it, restore it to its former glory. And of course, this will pave the way to move and build the Parramatta Powerhouse, the best museum in the whole of Australia, an iconic institution, the greatest investment in cultural infrastructure since building the Opera House.
Oh, wow. So the best museum in the whole of Australia. You're declaring that
Absolutely.
Before it's even been built.
Absolutely. And when you have a look at the designs and the scope of the exhibition spaces, how we're able to curate different exhibitions, we'll have over 18,000 square metres of exhibition space. We'll have artists that can come in residence artists, and we'll even have a program for 1,000 school kids from the region that can actually come.
Let's keep this about Willowgrove, though. We've spoken a lot about the proposed museum, and this is really about the historic house that sits there and, of course, has been at the heart of a lot of the protests about the building. Give us a sense of why it is going to be better on a new site than it is where it is, where it stands already, and why access is going to be any greater somewhere else than where it is.
Well, if I start with the first one, the last first, at the moment, Willowgrove has been locked up to the public. Nobody can actually get access to it. None of the public can get access to it.
What about the actual logistics of moving a historic house like that? It's obviously old by its nature. I take it it's probably fragile and a bit crumbly. Have you taken a look at the realities of moving something like that?
Absolutely, and we'll have a specialist team to carefully reconstruct Willowgrove in its new location where people can actually visit. There's been lots of examples of this is done not only in Australia but worldwide. In Parramatta, we've done this before with the historic Linden House, which was moved into the Lancer Barracks just in 1963. We've even had the old King's School Chapel move in the 70s from the banks of the river to where it is in the current site of North Parramatta. This is delivering a major iconic institution, a cultural institution into Western Sydney so that the families, the kids in Western Sydney can inspire to be the next generation of researchers or scientists or astronauts. This is about giving Parramatta and Western Sydney the cultural asset that it deserves rather than concentrating everything in the city and eastern suburbs. The elites don't want to see it move. The people in the inner city don't want to see it move. They want to keep all the toys themselves. They don't want Western Sydney to have anything. And it's absolutely appalling that people should not allow Western Sydney to have what they deserve in terms of arts and cultural infrastructure.
We have Suzette Mead with us, who's from the North Parramatta Residents Action Group. Well, Suzette, you might say this is a pretty good solution.
It's utter lunacy, Wendy and Robbie, utter lunacy. Demolishing a 140-year-old privately built Victorian Italian villa and rebuilding some faux replica beside a sandstone convict built Parramatta jail. The streetscapes of Parramatta will lose its last remaining connection with our past and erased by a museum.
What I was talking about there, and I would like you to expand on this, is the idea of the value of the building in its place.
Absolutely. You really hit the nail on the head there. Heritage is not just the architectural significance. It's its landscape and its curtilage and the story of the land where it sits. And this block of land was chosen by Annie Gallagher, who was the woman that bought the land and built the house in her own right in the 1890s, which is just exceptional. She was a really, really successful entrepreneurial businesswoman in Parramatta that owned a haberdashery store on Church Street. And so she built this house on Phillip Street close by, and that's the narrative That's the narrative that belongs to this building.
Well, how do you move a building like Willow Grove? We're joined by Tony Brazel. He's a heritage consultant with 35 years' experience, a senior heritage consultant at Wolf Peak Environment and Heritage. Prior to that, 42 years with the National Trust. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Wendy.
Yes, so this is a delicate building. It's it's elaborate, and it has a lot of history to it. I mean, how possible is it to move it elsewhere?
It's certainly physically possible, but it would be a massive task because essentially you have to pull it apart brick by brick from the top down,
and then reconstruct it in reverse,
and then reconstruct it in reverse. It's inevitable that in that process you will lose parts of it and that parts of it will have to be replaced.
Yeah.
So which parts of the building would be the ones that you would think would be replaced, Tony? Would it be the woodwork? Would it be the ironwork, the brick itself, or the plasterwork? What would you be looking at? What would be refurbished, and how much of the original building would be left in effect?
I'd be surprised if you didn't have to replace quite some of the timber work, some of the main joists, because fundamentally once you disconnect everything that's already in place, you're presenting with a new engineering problem. So you really, and any sensible architect engineer will work to make sure that the new building is as sort of sound as possible. Mm. So I would expect quite, floors and window frames and things like that will need to be substantially refurbished. Even more concerning, as Wendy has earlier mentioned, that the brickwork itself. I don't know what sort of bricks, but given the age of the building, it's reasonable to presume that they're probably sandstock bricks, which are fragile. And the whole process is just so fundamentally fraught with difficulties and issues that I would think, the only way to do it was to basically do it very, very slowly.
Tony Brazel, who's a heritage consultant with 35 years' experience and, a senior heritage consultant at Wolf Peak Environment and Heritage, and worked with the National Trust for over 40 years. But the announcement there by the state government that they will move the Willow Grove House in Parramatta to make way for the Powerhouse Museum, it just continues to be an issue, doesn't it?